Over the weekend, the Chinese government went ahead with its controversial plan to run the Olympic torch relay through Tibet. Heavy security guaranteed there were no human rights demonstrations, and instead the relay ended up being a rallying point for local political leaders to denounce the Dalai Lama. Though foreigners are still banned from entering Tibet, a handful of journalists were allowed into Lhasa to cover the torch relay. Our China correspondent, Stephen McDonnell, was one of them.
When Tibetans restore historic buildings, the workers sing and bang and tap in time. This image of happy working Tibetans in touch with their culture is a side to life that government authorities are happy for foreign reporters to see. We were allowed into Tibet to report on the Olympic torch relay, which had been cut from 3 days in Tibet to 3 hours through the capital Lhasa. During this Olympic event, only a small, specially selected crowd was allowed to attend, and most ordinary Tibetans were told to stay off the streets until after it was over. After the relay, we were kept busy with a program full of whirlwind visits to cultural attractions. We visited the Sera Monastery, where the recent conflict started in March after its monks clashed with police on the anniversary of a failed uprising.
There are not many monks here, but there are certainly a lot of police with walkie-talkies and local officials with loud hailers instructing us where we should go and to hurry up.
We were eventually presented with a senior monk who could talk to us. He said the monks from his monastery had been permitted in recent days to go shopping in town. He was asked what the monks are being taught in the recently introduced re-education classes.
The content of the legal knowledge education is to help the monks to have a better understanding of the state law and the constitutions, so that after we learned those legal knowledge, so in the future we will not violate laws.
To not violate laws is a very general concept. He seemed to want to go on to explain himself, but...
Okay.
Can we just have one more question?
No.
We were then taken to the Potala Palace, the huge former residence of the Dalai Lama. It was here that the torch relay became a political rally when the head of the Tibetan Communist Party, Zheng Qingli, held up the Olympic torch and then announced, "Tibet's sky will never change, and the red flag with 5 stars will forever flutter high above it."
I'm standing in the Dalai Lama's bedroom. It's a small and modest room with lots of religious artefacts inside it. Upstairs we can hear some banging where people are doing restoration work on the Potala Palace. I'm not sure what he would have made of the weekend's events if he'd looked out his bedroom window and seen the Olympic torch arrive to great fanfare and local government officials proclaiming that they were prepared to crush the Dalai Lama clique.
What you can see from that room is a city with a heavy police and military presence. Over the weekend, trucks full of riot police were driving up and down, and by late Sunday, only a smattering of pilgrims had returned to the streets, which are normally crowded with visitors to the holy city.
This is Stephen McDonnell at the Potala Palace in Lhasa for AM.